Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA, talking Indianola boys basketball season recap with head coach Jeff Ebling. And coach, I know another year of growing for this boys basketball program, but I think we saw the leaps and bounds that you were looking for from this young squad, right?
Oh, we were. It was one of those years, yes, we did have a lot coming back, but at the same aspect, we still had, a lot of learning, a lot of growing yet to do. And I thought the guys did a great job this year of, kind of embracing it. Last year it was a struggle just to stay in games and all the learning and how fast the pace was. And this year, obviously, we were in a lot more games. We had chances, that we just couldn't convert. That's part of the progress. And now hopefully, over this next offseason here, going into the preseason next year, we can continue to work on those things and see some more positive results next season.
Well, yeah, and I think, again, one of the big things me and you talked about, especially at the beginning of the season, was attributed a lot to the guys just having to grow up a little bit. But last year, physically, they were just getting a lot outmatched by bigger, stronger, older athletes, and that wasn't the case this year.
No, and, we're obviously, even though we made strides in that area of, strength and speed and things like that, we're obviously still not satisfied. Especially at the level that we had to play in Class 4A, you're going to see teams that are going to have big, strong athletes every single night that you step on the floor. Even the little Hawkeye teams that we play against, the same thing. They're going to have good athletes. We have made, tremendous strides in that area. And a lot of the guys, when we met after the season, a lot of the varsity returners, that was still one of their goals, was to make sure that the weight room was a priority this offseason. And, if that's their mentality, then that's a great start. Now we just got to continue to work and get better.
I'll get to the senior class in just a bit, but I want to go over the schedule. And I know in a look to the future way, there were some frustrating losses, but good frustrating losses. There was that stretch of Southeast Polk, Carlisle, DCG, Pella, and Newton, where you feel like that could have been a six-game winning streak instead of winning or losing five out of six, right? And you want the guys to remember stretches like that, right?
Well, exactly. And, to make it also, kind of develop that drive in the offseason, we got to – obviously it wasn't good enough. We still got to continue to get better. And, a shot goes here or they miss one of these shots that happen to roll in, or, we don't have a turnover here or there. I mean – you can play that game all you want, but in the grand scheme of things, we're going to have to make sure, we continue to get better and kind of use that as motivation, especially those morning workouts in the summer. Other teams are still, getting their work in. Are you going to be able to get up and get in? And we have guys that definitely, see it that way, and they'll definitely be at workouts and continue to get better. And, we're excited. We're excited for the next couple seasons here. With this group, having a kind of solid core to build around. And we have some players, some juniors that are going to be seniors coming back that, will obviously contribute a lot. And then we also have some younger guys that have developed. So we're excited about the future. And, we just got, like we always say, the hardest part about coaching is teaching guys how to win games, especially close games. And this year I thought we made some positive strides. Now we got to start going to the next step and finishing off those games.
Well, we'll start talking about the seniors, and I'll start with your three senior captains. Andrew DeWall, one of the only guys to have experience coming back last year, and then obviously a mainstay and one of the leaders on the team this year. But then Brody Page and Derek Wilmot, part of the rotation along with Andrew. And it just, those three guys, it felt like you almost had a bit of a safety blanket. When you needed the team to calm down and make some right decisions, you'd put those three guys in.
Well, yeah, exactly. Andy, being a multi-sport athlete, playing football, basketball, track, baseball, he constantly stays competitive. And, you could just see the leadership skills of him on the floor when we need to, sometimes calm down a little bit. He did a great job. Same thing with Brody and Derek, stepping in. If they were out there, like you said, they did a great job of kind of bringing us back together, kind of getting us focused back in. And, Brody and Derek, they came off the bench, but they still were, key part of what we did and how we, want our players to kind of hold themselves accountable both on and off the court. And, they're all three going to be extremely missed. They're all high character people. And, you know, I see him in the hallways here at the high school, and it's just weird to think that, man, I won't see these three captains again, you know, on the basketball court coaching them anymore. And, you know, this is the first 4-year group I've had, you know, from the time they were freshmen all the way through senior. So, you know, it makes it a little bit more difficult, and, you know, you never like to see seniors leave, but, you know, it's part of the, you know, I guess you can say part of the job. And, you know, they're going to do great things in this world, and when they get to college and, you know, and after. So I'm proud of all three of them.
Well, and then the rest of the senior group, I know, excuse me, you talked a lot about this season about, yeah, maybe they weren't getting the playing time on the court, but they were still very important to this team and building that culture. What did that mean to you to have those guys stick around knowing opportunities were probably pretty limited?
Well, I mean, that just also shows, you know, what kind of people they are. You know, that's hard to do in this world of, you know, everyone, you know, instant gratification, you know, everything's at the touch of a button anymore, you know. These guys came to work every day. They came into practice every day, pushed our guys. You know, there are some days that they pushed them so bad they were, you know, competing or beating us in a few of the drills. And, you know, that kind of pushed the guys they were pushing a little bit harder to, hey, you better be ready to go. And, you know, and that's never easy. You know, basketball's a hard sport. You got five spots on the floor at a time. And, you know, when you got all these guys, yeah, everyone wants to play. But at some point, you know, coaches have to make decisions. And, you know, to be able to be the kind of character kids, you know, encouraging off the floor, you know, celebrating. You know, these guys are very close-knit. You watch them during practice, and they're shooting around. They're walking around talking to each other, you know, before and after practice, too. So it's hard to do, and, you know, the seniors that, you know, maybe didn't get to see the floor as much, I still am very appreciative of what they did. And they're obviously great people. And like I told them after our final game, and I told them at the banquet, you know, you're always part of the family. Whenever you come back, you know, from whatever you're doing, you're always welcome. And, you know, that's a tribute to these guys, you know, putting in the time and really, you know, representing Indianola at a high level.
You do have a lot of returners, and I know what your, I guess, your plan for off-season work and a mandate for these guys. A lot of them are multi-sport athletes, but if you could pick, you know, kind of one area, and obviously you're going to want them to improve in all areas, but what do you think that would be for next year?
Oh, shooting percentage. You know, every coach will say that. I mean, there are some nights we just were, you know, kind of inconsistent, you know, shooting the basketball. And if we can get that straightened out a little bit, you know, that will also, you know, help us in those close games and things like that. You know, we started getting better as the season went on, especially late in the year. We started hitting our stride. But we just got to be more consistent in that area. And, you know, that takes repetitions and takes, you know, giving them – opportunities to increase their skills. And, you know, especially at a game speed, it's hard, you know, in the summer, if you're doing a drill, to make sure that you're going as fast as you would in a game. And, you know, that's something we're going to definitely focus on here this offseason again. And we're going to make sure we get plenty of shots up so we're more consistent on the shooting the basketball in the offensive end.
Thank you very much again, Indianola head boys basketball coach Jeff Ebling. Coach, thank you very much. It was really fun to watch the team again this season, and can't wait to see the squad next year with a lot more guys continuing to grow up.
Well, hey, I appreciate all you guys do as well, night in, night out for our boys. Yeah, we're excited, and November will be here before you know it.
Again, Indianola head boys basketball coach Jeff Ebling. We'll have more after this on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner.